The dim sunlight of Tokyo, July, 3 in the afternoon. Have a drink. It's a rainy season. It's a rainy season in Tokyo. I may as well get wet. I go out, I have a drink, and I come right back in my room. By myself again in my room. Drinking, I never going back outside. TV's always on. Always somehow worthy of minimal interest. You see what I'm doing? I ask that only out of the need for idle conversation.
That is not serious. That is not serious.
I know full well no one here needs to know what they're doing. Only how to do it. Dance chance to my God I have committed to memory, come to me as I drift off into a blackout sleep. Praising Hanuman, devoid of family valuables, inspired by immortal purposes, semi-divinity, as such infallible, full of horribles. Today is partly cloudy and snowable for Michigan and some of the West Coast again. Praise of Hanuman, how can you avoid all this poisonous precipitation? Oh, sort of great primate Grammarian. And the words ring again through my head in the morning as I wake up and stretch. Visualizing my coming day and trying not to have a nervous breakdown. This next part is a poem in a poem. The title is End of Trying. And it goes like this. I light a cigarette. I guess I must be out of Hesse. I know these smokes will kill me. And they are also very filmy. But with all the other stupid things I have welcomed into my life, why not smoking? Hanuman, smallest god, how you been joking? Let's have another beer. Maybe for some whiskey for breakfast. Then we can get on my little bicycle and go shopping for pornography. Even though it's summer and it's already hot as fire here, I got an air conditioner installed this year. I made a rhyme in honor of the event, which I will recite at this time. Aircon on the wall, who's the coolest guy of all? For days alone in a room, watching writing, never adding to it, watching TV, much too much TV, especially the news. In spite of the fact it's always the same old thing, seems like the world's always been a shitty place. Bombing, murder, rape, rudeness, snubbing people. There's anthropological evidence of some people bombing other people with big rocks 8,000 years ago. Anyway, with watching all these programs on Discovery Channel, I'm becoming a vast warehouse of useless information. As my high school buddy, who's now dead, used to say. Still and all, I get my inspirations from the situations I find myself in, and I've gotten much inspiration watching natural history programs. For instance, you can tune in anytime and see animals fucking, but I never seen an animal taking a shit on TV. It is apparent that in this world of ultra sophisticated electronic surveillance, defecating is one of the last refuges of the individual. Motto has become shit and disappear. Why don't I step outside into the dim sunlight of Tokyo, July 3 in the afternoon for a drink? rainy season, isn't it? I might as well get wet. Went out and came right back in. By myself again in my room. I'm never going out. TV's always on. Somehow worried about getting more interest. You know what I'm doing? I asked that only out of the need for idle conversation. Feeling full well, nobody here needs to know what they're doing, only how to do it. And chant to my God, I've committed to memory to me. Come to me, come to me, come to me as I drift off into a blackout sleep. Hanuman, Hanuman, devoid of family values, inspired by immortal purposes, semi-divinity, and such fallible and fallibles. Today is partly cloudy and snowyable. From Michigan and some of the West Coast again. Praise of Hanuman, Hanuman, how can you avoid all this poisonous precipitation? Oh, sort of grace, finally grammarian. The words ring to my head in the morning as I wake and stretch, visualizing my coming day and trying not to have a nervous breakdown because of what I think I see. Next part is a poem in a poem, or more succinctly, a plea within a cry for help or attention. The title is End of Time. I like a cigarette, I must be apprehensive. I know these smokes will kill me and they are also very expensive. But with all the other stupid things I welcome into my life, why not smoking? Hanuman, Hanuman, smallest god, have you been joking? Let's have another butt, or maybe a beer for breakfast, then we can go on my little bicycle and get some photography equipment. Even though it's summer, it's already hot as fire, I just got an air conditioner installed. I made a rhyme in honor of the event, which I will recite at this time. Aircon, aircon, on the wall, who's the coolest guy of all? Aircon, aircon, on the wall, who's the coolest guy of all? Sitting for days alone in a room, starting writing and never adding to it, watching TV,
much too much TV.
Especially the news. In spite of the fact that it's usually the same old thing. Seems like the world has always been a shitty place. Bombing, murder, rape, rudeness, and snubbing people.
There's anthropological evidence of some people bombing other people with big rocks.
Vast warehouse of useless information.
But my high school buddies now dead with the
Still,
I get my inspiration from the situation. I find myself in much inspiration from watching natural history televisionization. Time and see animals fucking. But I never seen animals shitting on TV. No animals shit on the TV. The last frontier. My motto has become shit and disappear. And then I step outside into a dim Tokyo July evening afternoon sunlight for a drink. It's rainy season. I might as well go outside and have a drink. Went outside, came right back. Never go outside again. Find myself again in my room drinking. Never going to review my TV. It's always on, always somehow worthy of minimal interest. See what I'm doing? I ask that only out of the need for idle conversation. Honeyman, how do you avoid all this poisonous weather? Great monkey. The words ring again through my head. In the morning as I wake up and stretch my visualizing day. And trying not to have a nervous breakdown because of what I think I see.
What happened? What's going on here?
I light up a cigarette, I guess I must be apprehensive. I know these smokes will kill me someday and they are also very expensive. But with all the other stupid things I welcome into my life, not smoking. Honeyman, are you joking?
Have another button, maybe drink a beer for breakfast. Then we can get on my little bicycle and go shopping for pornography. Even though it's summer and it's already hot as fire here, I just got an air conditioner installed this year. I made a rhyme in honor of the event, which I will recite at this time. Aircon on the wall, who's the coolest guy of all? Staying for days alone in a room, watching TV, much too much TV, especially the news, in spite of the fact it's usually the same old thing. Seems like the world has always been a shitty place. Bombing, murder, rape, rudeness, and snubbing people. There's anthropological evidence of some people bombing other people with big rocks 80,000 years ago. Anyway, with watching all these programs on the Discovery Channel, I'm becoming a vast warehouse of useless information.